I'm Dave Anthony.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
About to commence.
Good morning. This is Trish Clark, and I'm just joining RC Anselmo in here this morning, and we're going to be sitting in for Carl and Linda and talking about some fun stuff. Hope we get your attention. What do you think, Rivera? Do you think we can get some phone calls going this morning?
I hope so. It depends on how everybody feels about being bossed around by people they don't know.
And the topic this morning is going to kind of be all these new laws and regulations that the governor signed in over the weekend after no one was looking.
How many laws was it, Trish?
Well, it had 140 on his desk, and I don't know how many of them he signed. It's raining on the way down here, Bob. What's the weather going to be?
Well, look for more of that throughout the day. Possibly a thunderstorm today on this Columbus Day. And tomorrow should be mostly sunny, however, with a high near 73. Right now we've got 60 degrees in downtown Reading, and this report, always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
That's the weather cue. And Rivera.
I didn't know that. That's embarrassing, actually.
Well, we're always glad to present it, and we thank you for helping bring the weather to our listeners.
So as I was listening to the news wrap-up this morning, I said often during my term in office and a couple of times I was encouraged to run for higher office, and one of the things I would always say would be part of my platform, that if, in fact, I felt the need to enact a law, part of that law would be that if I enacted a new law, I had to get rid of 10 others.
That's a great premise right there.
And I believe that needs to happen. We have, as an example, last week we had a hearing here in Shasta County, and they listened, a couple of assemblymen and some other people listened to the business community for 3 or 4 hours. And what they listened to them about was the problems that are inherent in trying to run a business in the state of California. And I wasn't there, but I listened to some of the testimony and read about it, talked to some people who were there, and the bulk of it was the legislation, the laws, the rules and regulations that business has to listen to, and certainly you know about that, RC. And so they listened to all of that, and they heard how this regulation was killing them, and this regulation was killing them, and the next morning, the article in the paper, their solution to all of these regulations was to pass some new legislation, make some more laws. What is it they don't understand about
That's
overregulation?
Unclear on the concept, I think.
Why not take notes on which of those bills was killing business and go back and repeal them?
I was just in Dallas in early September, and while I was there, I was talking to people, Texans and so forth, and one of them told me, I don't know where the statistic is now in its current wave form, but they were getting approximately 130,000 Californians per month leaving California and going to Texas recently, in the recent time, since 08, that had been a trend. And I think you told me about a guy that you had helped establish a business in Anderson who recently just tore up his reporting records and closed down his shop and said, forget it. Right?
Yeah, exactly. The new wave. And I think what we don't understand about this present administration is they've kept us very busy worrying about some things up in the above ground. He has found a way to bypass the normal system that we understand about going through Congress and passing bills and having hearings, and he's just got a handle on the administrative process down to a fine science, where he is passing rules and regulations through his czars and his committees and things that we don't know about that are hitting us every day. And people don't know about that. You go into the Federal Registry and you find tons of new laws every day that are coming out that impact business in one way or another.
No, of course I do. And badly. You stand at any time, you probably could have an inspector make entree into your premises and I'm thinking about, you know, OSHA or people like that. And the next thing you know, you couldn't possibly be aware of something that they say you have violated. And the next thing you know, you're going to be in court for the next couple of years defending yourself.
And that's
a cost that is not built into anybody's business model. But you will either close the doors or you will do that fight. And that's a... There's going to be $250,000 hickey right there.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back. If you'd like to join us, you can call 605-4567.
It's 10 minutes after 7 o'clock here on Free Fire Radio, and that means it's time to see what's happening as the week begins on Wall Street with our Wells Fargo advisor, Josh Wiley. He has this Market Minute. Josh?
Hey, good morning. Well, stock index futures suggested a sharply higher open for the major averages after government leaders in France and Germany agreed to devise a plan to recapitalize European banks in the next 3 weeks. Currently, the Dow's up 236 points at 11,340, while the NASDAQ is up 66 at 2,545, and the S&P 500 is up 28 at 1,184. Oil's up $1.52 a barrel at $84.50, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.02%. Gold's up this morning $31 at $1,667, while silver is up $1.06 at $32.05 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning: McDonald's is up 81 cents at $87.99. Costco's up $1.15 at $80.17, while Ford is up 37 pennies at $11.07. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
And thank you very much, Josh, for listening for the Market Minute at 710, 810, and 905 right here on Free Fire Radio. That comes to you from Wells Fargo Advisors. Free Fire Radio with our guest host, Trish Clark, will continue in a minute.
Oh, when the sun beats down and burns the top up on the roof, and your shoes get so hot you wish your tired feet was fireproof. Under the boardwalk, down by the sea.
Let your husband help the kids with their homework, leave the laundry in the dryer, and take some time out for you and your girlfriends. Celebrate the love of beauty and fashion while giving beauty and hope to women in need. As Shasta Women's Refuge and Enjoy Magazine co-host the Vanity Fair Party on Thursday, October 20th from 5:30 to 8 p.m. at Riverview Golf and Country Club. Enjoy the evening with a fabulous affair of fun and glamour featuring boutique shopping, vendors presenting the latest in fashion and beauty care, the latest in skincare presented by local practitioners, a 40s and 50s fashion show, live music, appetizers, and signature cocktails. This is a ladies' night you will not want to miss. Dress up in vintage and be a part of our costume contest. Bid on custom-tailored Barbie dolls dressed like the starlets of the 50s and 60s. A live auction will feature unique and adventurous outings.
Tickets and more information are available at www.shastawomensrefuge.org.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Well, welcome back. This is Trish Clark, and I'm here with Reverge Anselmo, and we're kind of just throwing out of stuff for you to be interested in and hopefully strike a chord, and you'll want to join us and have a little bit of the conversation today. We're talking about the governor's busy weekend a little bit and all of the things. I believe he had 140 pieces of legislation on his desk as of this weekend, and now it's my understanding that he either had to sign them, veto them, or they just became law without his signature. So, and we don't know what happened to all of them.
How do things become a law without a governor's signature? With an expiration date on the option to sign it or veto it?
And that's my understanding, that they just become law without his signature if he doesn't veto them by a certain period, once they've gone through the legislative process. Mm-hmm. This has always irritated me really bad, and one of the ones that was signed by the governor was the initiative that now puts all of our initiative, or the piece of legislation that all puts all of our initiatives in the November ballot. That particular one was one of those sneaky ones where they had a bill that went through the hearing process in the Assembly and in the Senate, and then at the last minute they gutted that bill, and I don't know what it was, and put in this new wording about this November initiative. So it didn't go through any hearing process or anything and just got put on the governor's desk. And so the people, boom, and he signed it. So now all of the ballots and initiatives and all that propositions that are so confusing and so damaging to the state of California will now be jumped together with all of the major elections in November.
That'll cloud the issue pretty effectively, right?
I think. Yeah. We don't know what the citizens don't know what they're voting on 9/10 of the time anyway, and that's just going to complicate it so badly that I think a lot of people just either won't vote or they just vote no on everything.
Well, recently I was thinking that I wish there was a lot better empowerment of 12 years old, particularly 12 year olds should have really their perfect authority over their own sexual lives and. And compete with their parents over who is the director of that new young life. Have they done nothing to address my concerns about these 12 years old?
Actually, Reverge, they took care of that for you.
Did they?
Because they agree with you, and they think that a 12-year-old is smart enough to know everything they need to know about their body, and so they can go and get sexual information now in the state of California I don't know, what do you get? Condoms and whatever it is that they need for this. And they can go and do that and get medical attention for any diseases they might pick up without their parents' consent.
What was the name of that bill?
But that was, I've forgotten.
The Idiotic Children Soon to Become Perverted Hopeless Children Bill?
Exactly, but they can't. But they can't tan. They can't go to tanning beds if they're under 18.
So well, it depends on what they want to tan.
Well,
maybe there's only one part of their body that they're allowed to tan.
Well, they're not allowed to go to tanning booths because the governor has signed that piece of legislation.
If I was 12 years old right now in some school, me and my friends would be having a ball with this.
It's perverse. I think, what is it we don't understand about the fact that we have systematically, in my opinion, turned over our freedoms one by one to the government? They're controlling our children. If you stop and think, they've got First Five, which takes over kids from 0 to 5 and got them all in a program. And then we put them in preschool, and then we put them in kindergarten, and then we put them in school for until they're 18. And we allow the schools to tell us how to raise our children. Your children.
Nobody actually did that. Nobody with their own will or made the public did not take a conscious decision to do that. This is all wargamed in some, closed-in smoky room, which now you're not allowed to smoke in. So, some room where you can't smoke, and they have the yellow tabs, and they write down what they, here's where we need to get to, and they just look at they know the system of legislation, committees and survivals of this or that wording. They work it out, and they pass it upon us without ever considering really what our wishes are. That's done by little committees of Berkeley-educated people, I'm sure.
But I won't let the American people off that easily, because we have, by wanting something to happen to our neighbor, allowed that to happen. I mean, I get people all the time who say, well, there ought to be a law. My neighbor shouldn't be able to do that. Now, I should be able to do it, but my neighbor shouldn't. A perfect example is the law where they can have these, drunk driving things, where they just pull over a whole bunch of people. I don't care what any court has said.
A DUI checkpoint.
That's illegal. That's against the Constitution. They have to have a reason to pull me over. I mean, I just can't get beyond that, the search and seizure law. And yet we have people say, well, yeah, but we don't want all those drunks out there, so I'm willing to surrender my right so that we get these drunks off the road. Well, I'm not willing. It makes me angry that I haven't done anything wrong, and yet I can be inconvenienced and have to sit in a line for however long so that they can check me for – it's just wrong.
Yeah. I've actually only encountered one of those ever, and it was here in Reading.
Yeah, I've never been pulled over in one, and I wonder whether I'm going to bite my tongue and sit there and do it, or whether I'm going to end up in jail. I mean, mm-hmm. I don't know.
As you're talking about that, I have to be honest, and inside my own heart, I'm evaluating which side of that I'm actually on. Of course, when you do cast a broad net like that, you inconvenience the innocent, absolutely. And you invade on their sanctity of liberties, yes, you do. But you also catch a lot of rotten fish that way, and I kind of like that.
Well,
you
know,
but that it's illegal, yes, I know. That
it's
unconstitutional.
Yeah. But the point is, that's exactly why we get bit.
Yeah.
Because we go, oh, well, you know, I kind of, that feels okay. And so in the middle of that discussion, we'll take another break. And please join our conversation by giving us a call at 605-4567, Free Fire Radio.
Jeremiah was a bullfrog. Was a good friend of mine.
Fry Creek Station is cooking again. Stop in for breakfast between 7 and 11 Monday through Friday. Bring along your veteran's photo ID and get an additional 10% off anything on the breakfast menu. Prices start at just $3.99. A 6-ounce New York steak with eggs is just $7.50. Biscuits and gravy, omelets, eggs Benedict, and more. Terrific values on dinner every night from 5 to 9, and now on breakfast too at Dry Creek Station in Bella Vista. 8 minutes from I-5 on Highway 299, just east of Deschutes Road and across from the fire station.
Here's another satisfied customer of Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog.
Michelle Martin Strebe, marketing manager with the Record Searchlight. Didn't I see you recently, Michelle?
You've seen me quite a few times. I bought the car last year. It's a used car, but it definitely had some front end problems. I took it into Cars. The mechanic went through every problem. They kept me safe, and the car is fixed. You guys were a dream to work with.
How did you happen to come into Cars in the first place?
Well, I had met the owner, Barb White, years ago when I first moved to Reading. The shop is real close to the Record Searchlight. The concierge service, I have to say, is one reason I use Cars so much. It's very handy, and I don't have to inconvenience everybody else in my family to run me around town.
Have you referred any of your friends or your coworkers there at the Record Searchlight or any of your family into Cars?
I'm bragging about the last thing I had done, which was the detailing. You guys are just like a one-stop shop for me. It's wonderful.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
7:23 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. This portion of the program brought to you by Tobacco and Brew on Hilltop Drive at 2143 Hilltop. Joe and Shelley, great supporters of the veterans community. They are also home of the Northern California's largest walk-in humidor, and you can get a great cup of coffee over there with the T&B Sweeties. That all happens at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Now, back to our guest host on Free Fire Radio, Trish Clark and Reverge Anselmo.
Well, and welcome back. We're having a great time just kind of airing our frustrations here this morning, and we're joined now with a call from Charles on line one. Good morning, Charles.
Yeah, good morning. You were talking earlier about stuff being snuck in practically in the dark of night down in Sacramento.
Uh-huh.
Well, the way that our air quality, county air quality agency is working its climate action plan, or its climate regional action plan. Since after the end of May, they have stopped altogether holding public meetings on the matter, electing instead to meet with individual members one at a time of different city councils and so forth in order to avoid triggering the Brown Act.
And who's meeting with who?
The Air Quality Management District, I believe, working with AECOM, which is the private firm that they've contracted with to help, you know, consult them on this climate action garbage. And
I don't understand. Is this a real agency that goes around Reading, you know, staring at the air and wondering if it's dirty or not?
The Air Quality Control Board is each county has one, and we have to enact the Air Quality Control Board in each county basically puts into effect all of the laws that are passed in Sacramento that say what you have to do about air quality or any of that stuff.
They send down the rules,
and then we have to approve them at the local level. This is a regional plan, which I'm not really all that familiar with, but it's anything regional is wrong.
Right now it's county staff that's doing this. It's not even the air quality, you know, air pollution control board.
But county staff is the air pollution control board. I mean, same hat. I mean, they're the staff for it.
They're not the board.
No, but they're the staff for it.
Right, it's county staff that's doing it. And an extension of the agreement with AECOM is up for a vote tomorrow morning.
Okay.
At item C3 on the Air Pollution Control Board agenda.
Which C3 would be on the consent calendar.
Right, which means you would have to request it be pulled from the consent calendar.
For them even to have any discussion about it. You know, I'm sure that a lot of people are kind of, you know, aware of this, and they should be aware. They ought to be sitting in and learning about what's happening, because I don't know anything about it, and I only know that it's going to cost business money. We have so little control over our air quality here in Shasta County. I know that. The biggest impact is I-5 and wood-burning stoves. Business doesn't contribute enough to our air quality issues up here to amount to a hill of beans, and yet that's the only place we go all the time, targeting the few businesses that put a few puffs of smoke into the air.
This is not even about smoke. This is about the global warming garbage. The fantasy that human beings are solely responsible for changing the climate around the world.
Yeah,
that we alone are supposed to shoulder the burden for the rest of the
world. Whenever I hear about this stuff, almost one of the first questions I always have is, what is the penalty for ignoring it? Nobody can ever give me that. Well, case by case, I'm always trying to make a list of, you know, what I will do 6 months in jail for, what I will pay $20,000 to ignore. I want to know if it's a felony. I want to know if I have to, you know, prepare for, you know, gang members and tattoos in some state prison. I always want to know, what is the penalty for ignoring this? Because it's an insult to everybody's dignity to say, now you're going to have to do this. Now you're going to have to do that. Forget about it.
There's one county near Sacramento that's already got its climate action plan in place, and part of that, I think it's either Yolo or Yuba County, but one of those two. But in that climate action plan of theirs, it talks about strictly limiting VMTs, that's vehicular miles traveled, to 45 miles either a day or a week. I'm not sure.
Shut
I think
up.
It's a day.
See, and
for
Charles,
city dwellers, and 75 for anybody that's beyond so many miles away from an incorporated city. I mean, the only way they're going to enforce that is to, and other similar restrictions, is to put an entire population under a condition of house arrest.
Look, yeah, hey, Charles, we've run out of time. We were coming up
we're
on our Fox
to,
News break. But,
yeah, we're
thanks
have
for
to
your
take
call.
A break. Thanks for the information, Charles. And we do have to go to a break here because we're on a hard break with Fox News, and so we'll be back on the other side. Please give us a call at 605-4567 for Free Fire Radio.
And it is 60 degrees downtown right now. Fox News is next.
From the Fox Business Network, Wall Street sharply higher this morning on news from across the pond. German Chancellor Angela Merkel and French President Nicolas Sarkozy say they are close to a deal to strengthen Europe's banking sector. Though details of the agreement have not been revealed, they say it should be finalized by the end of this month. Just past 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 230 points. Shares of Netflix are jumping on news it has abandoned plans to split that company in two. The company previously announced it was spinning off its DVD-by-mail service and renaming it Quixtar. Netflix now says it will keep both of its services, DVDs and streaming, on its namesake site. The change comes as members began complaining about having to use two different websites. And the U.S. government is targeting the email account of a WikiLeaks volunteer. That's according to the Wall Street Journal. A secret court order has been obtained forcing Google and internet provider Sonic.net to turn over information from the accounts of Jacob Applebaum. Applebaum has not been charged with any wrongdoing. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Robert Gray.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit Barracuda.com/Flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/Flex.
Have you been thinking about installing solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email dennis@westcoastsustainables.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So, what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world: family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hello, Frank Mews with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I'd like to thank all of you who ordered your new stoves early. We are running a special now on some of the wood covers for the heaters we have in stock. Don't forget, now's the time to start changing those fuel filters on your tanks. Let Danny know when you're putting in your fuel order, and we'll bring them out with the delivery. For all the deer hunters, we have the small propane bottles, 2.5 to 9 gallon. For the folks that like that warm and fuzzy feeling of the internet, remember, northernlightsenergyinc.com. You can order fuel, check out our stoves, or just browse online. For the person starting to put your lawn tools away in the shed, remember the ethanol-free 93. That way it'll be ready to start the next time you want to fire them up. Terry's been doing a lot more of the pay-forward accounts, which will help you through the winter, not having a big bill. And remember, calling in early for your kerosene orders will save you a lot of money as fuel prices keep going up. Northern Lights Energy, 241 241- 2196. Thanks a lot.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
And welcome back. We're sitting in this morning for Carl Lindvad, who are out vacationing. I'm Trish Clark, and I'm joined by Reverjan Salmo. And right now, we're joined by Jim Richards from Stand Down. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning.
What's going on today?
Well, we're down here to talk about...
Jim, you need to get on that microphone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
There we go.
A little technical difficulty.
Yeah. Here to talk about the Stand Down. It's coming the 20th, 21st, 22nd, and 23rd of October. And we're having a lot of events down there to help the homeless and needy. And we're looking for volunteers and donations if we can get it.
Jim, tell us a little bit about the Stand Down. For those people who are just driving through Shasta County and don't have a clue what you're talking about, let's just give them a little more information about who you are and what you do.
Well, I'm Jim Richards, and I'm a veteran, and here in Reading. Been here about 40 years, and I'm dedicated to helping veterans, needy veterans. And I've fallen under this, whatever you would call it, I just got to help them. And they're out there, and it's homeless ones that I'm really concerned with, and the needy ones. There's no need that can't be fulfilled if we just take and push and have people...
But your organization is by veterans, for veterans, and is a private initiative, yeah?
Yes, sir.
And they've been doing it down at the Shasta District Fairgrounds, and how many years is this now?
This is our sixth year. We've had it down there. We are honoring Don Boardman, who formed this agency, and we're going to have this year, it's really going to be big. We're going to have the court, Shasta County Court, handle the other counties this year. So I don't know exactly how many counties we're going to have, but several other counties will handle the misdemeanor, minor violations for them. We'll have the drug and alcohol. We'll have the DMV. We'll have Social Security, Shasta County Veterans Service Office, food stamps. We'll have some transportation there offered. And there's several other agencies. Like I said, the Social Security has come in there. And child support will be in there.
You know, Don, this has really grown because I was involved with this when I was on the board the first year that it was held down at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. And it was a lot smaller operation. Each year, new agencies have been added. And new things have been happening to help those veterans in our community that have returned and boy, with the economy, a lot of them are having difficulty getting reestablished in their lives and lost homes and all kinds of things have happened in their life while they've been gone. So this is a really good thing and it's not government coming down and trying to solve our problems. It's individuals and people within the community that are getting together to try to make a difference and help these people through this. And they're using the state and federal agencies to their benefit as opposed to them coming down on us. So it's a really good thing.
Well, the Marine Corps is pretty, has a long tradition of trying at least to take care of its own. And I mean, I can tell you that I've had a lot of help in my life from the generals and the colonels, as you know. But at my place, I have, I can't even count how many ex-Marines are working for me. And I prefer them, of course. One's even a woman, which is cool.
Outstanding.
Yeah, they're better on this side of the line than that, in my view.
One thing about the Corps, when you go in, you don't get nothing. They don't give you anything. You earn it, everything you get. And there's an honor about that. And you achieve... You push yourself beyond what you've normally ever had to do, and that's an honor and tradition that they carry forever.
Yeah, and it's alive. When I was in uniform, I used to hear about this, and I really was suspicious and doubtful. But later, I found out that the way it really works in the real world, when Marines get together, usually three or four of them are standing around, and they're actually trying to do something, and you get involved in things that people are trying to help, assist, cure, and better. And that's how it kind of works. Not that everybody has a card on their desk, say, any, you know, Marine, come to me for help. It's that they naturally find themselves involved in things where they're trying to get something done, and then they start helping each other. But it is true, at least for the Marine Corps, I can totally attest to that.
It's an unconditional bond.
Yeah.
Brotherhood that you have, and you carry it for the rest of your life. And there's an old call, you know, out there that when a Marine needs help, you come to him, no matter what.
Do you know, I was an elected official in Shasta County for 20 years, and some of the best experiences I had, I personally am not totally involved in military or none of my immediate family, but I had and made such good friends with the veterans in this community and got so involved and so enjoyed working with this dedicated group of individuals. We're so blessed in Shasta County because we really have a good support system, I think, for our veterans.
There's a lot of military talent up
there. A ton of military here, and they're always involved. And I can remember so many times, specifically my favorite post down in Anderson, the VFW post down there that were so great to me for so many years, and I just love them all. And they were so good to include me in. And whenever there was a project that I was wanting to make happen, whether it was a senior center or something for children, I could always count that veteran population would be there putting in their time and effort to make that happen.
Let's make sure he gets to the where and when again.
Again, of the stand down.
Okay, it's located at the Anderson Fairgrounds, Shasta County District Fairgrounds in Anderson off of 273 there on there. You can contact me if you want to volunteer or donate. My phone number's 530-356-0342. If you want to register to be a volunteer, call Terry at 221-6248, and we're needing people.
And again, it's October 20th, 21st, 22nd, and 23rd at the Anderson District Fairgrounds. Thanks very much, Jim, for coming in, and we got to take a break now.
October 15th at Anselmo Vineyards. Come ye, lords, ladies, knights, and all subjects from the North State. It's a Renaissance medieval night. Limited seating, $45 per person, with a special set menu designed and prepared by Chef John Stadelli. And I'll be singing with my favorite jazz trio. Dan Kinkle on drums, Bruce Kalin on bass, and Johnny Gonzalez on keyboards, plus special guest appearances. Come join us for this fun harvest festival only at Anselmo Vineyards. Remember, if you wear your costume, you'll be eligible for special prizes. See you at the harvest party only at Anselmo Vineyards, October 15th. Remember, limited seating. For reservations, call 474-5546. That's 474-5546. Anselmo Vineyards.
Fields Jewelers, family owned and operated since 1953, with exceptional customer service, high quality, fine jewelry, perfect gifts for every budget, jewelry repairs, renewals, and appraisals. Fields Jewelers, three generations of family tradition. Quality service, trusted jewelers, continued tradition. Fields Jewelers, 221-0230, or online at fjredding.com.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
folks saying about Kent's Meats and Groceries?
Family oriented. It's a good family establishment.
What's the one food item that you like this year?
Well, as long as he's cooking, tri-tip.
That's Pray the Ranch tri-tip. At Kent, you'll find fresh seafood, locally grown produce, and fresh homemade deli sandwiches and salads from Kathy's Deli. Kent's Meats and Groceries, 1 mile south of the Reading Airport on Airport Road. Open 7 days a week, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
KCNR time is 7:45. Taking a quick look at the weather. Today's high should be near 67 degrees and rain all over the place on this Columbus Day. Showers will continue likely tonight, then tapering off at 11 p.m. Sunny skies tomorrow, high near 73, currently 60 degrees downtown. This report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. And now back to our guest host, Trish Clark, and her co-host, Robert Anselmo.
And good morning. We're having a great time here this morning and wish you would give us a call at 605-4567 and maybe add some new topics if you've got one, or join in on our rant about what the governor did over the weekend. Let's get back to that. Some of the bills that he signed and didn't sign have to do with gun ownership and our Second Amendment rights and areas where they ought not to be messing around in the first place, because I still maintain, even though I do go through the process for my concealed weapon permit, that I really don't need that, because the law already, I mean, our Constitution already says that I have the right to bear arms.
Correct.
So I go through the process because that's not one of the ones I want to go to jail for. So I go ahead and do the process. But he did sign some rather onerous legislation. Again, the carry law, you can't strap a gun on your hip in open view of the public and walk around any place unless you're hunting or you're military or you're law enforcement. And so that open carry law, and a lot of people up in the North State, I know when I'm out camping, I generally always have a gun on because I have a snake load in the first round, because that's
right.
You know, why you want it.
Right. Yesterday, as a matter of fact, I just happened to be out with Colonel Garrity on the ranch, and we were shooting squirrels and taking his dog for a walk. We actually did kill a rattler. That's one of the things we killed. But right there, the Inwood Road, which is a county road, goes through my ranch. They've got an easement because the land that I own is on both sides of that road. Now I'm wondering if I'm going up and down that road with my gun on, because that usually is happening. There's very few times that I'm ever not armed. If I'm on a county road and I own the land on both sides, have I now just violated this open carry law?
Nice.
Because I have a concealed weapons license too. But it's ridiculous and also slow and not efficient as a way to kill rattlers and anything I need to have that pistol concealed on my person right there where I live. Any law enforcement officers who want to make a quick pinch on me for violating this new law, probably come down Inwood Road. I'll probably be violating it. I'm just letting you know.
Good point. And I don't know. And then, of course, the interpretation that while it is your private land, it also is a
public thoroughfare.
And your, excuse me, your establishment there is a public gathering place, so are you not in violation when you're inside your own business?
Can't possibly tell you. We have a sign, as you know, that says, please drop all firearms at the office, because we expect people to come in armed, because that's where we live, you know. We don't like to have guns and booze cohabitating, but I've also been told it is my place of business, and I have the right to bear arms, just as they do at Jones Fort. They're wearing their guns behind the counter, and I just have no idea. Somebody ought to tell me, Mr. Governor. Why don't you? Because I just don't get it at all. It's intrusive and stupid and a waste of time that's really more hassle to good people than any criminals.
Well, exactly, because any of these laws, and we've proven it repeatedly when they've gone to Canada, to Australia, to any place where they, in fact, have gotten their way and have outlawed private citizens from having guns, the crime rate goes absolutely insane. And you don't take the guns away from the criminals. You just take them away from the honest people. They have said repeatedly that's one of the reasons they'll have a hard time taking over the United States is because they know we're armed.
Exactly.
And the only way they can therefore do that is to come in and take it over, as they have successfully been doing through our children in our schools over a period of time, and, where they're indoctrinating
fact,
them.
Let me tell you a quick story. I'll make it as quick as I can. But in the military, in the Marine Corps, I worked for intelligence, and we had to go into a country which was in a war zone, right, Lebanon. I was one of the guys who went down in the hold of the ship, and I pulled all the contingency maps for invading and taking control of a country. We have these contingency plans in the holds of all our ships. We can go into any country and do it. Russia, at that time, had the same things in the holds and the bottom storage of their ships. In conversation with my higher-ups, you know, I asked them, well, so do the Russians have one for our country, for the USA? And they said, no, that's the one country where nobody has that plan. I said, why? He said, well, because you have 265 million men armed. No, you can't do it. You're just not going there.
Well, that's why the Japanese never realistically intended to invade the U.S., because they knew that there would be a marksman with a deer rifle behind every blade of grass, essentially. So it would be a bad proposition.
We are an armed population. Yeah. Most of us, certainly my center of friends, I grew up around guns. We were taught from very early on that they were not toys. We were trained in them. We were shown what they've done, as I'm doing with my grandchildren, to make sure they understand that this is not a toy. This is not something you pick up and play with, but that they're there. They're around your house. Now we're into this, I mean, this whole mental philosophy thing about protecting yourself with a gun in a lockbox.
It's usually protecting children, which I can't stand that hypocrisy. They don't care anything about children. Only 47 children a year are killed by guns, by any kind, and 2,000 times a year, reportedly, people report that 2,000 times a year they have defended their lives with their firearms.
And we're going to take a break and come back in just a moment.
You want to go to Wind River, but you don't want to miss the game. We know that, and that's why we gave you the best of both worlds with our recently opened Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge. Now, between bingo and blackjack, you can grab a bite and check out the game at Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge. We've got everything you need to be the entertainment guru for your group, starting with the early bird happy hour from 8 to 10 a.m., afternoon happy hour from 4 to 6, and sports on TV all day long. Now, we didn't forget about the ladies. Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge has live music one weekend a month and a kicking DJ on all the other weekends. So while you're having a frosty cold one, she can boot scoot and boogie all night long. Don't worry, guys, you can still see the TVs from the dance floor. Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge is plush, comfortable, and classy, but not stuffy, so you can enjoy a great atmosphere and friendly people. After all, isn't that what you're here for? Perfect for your friends, your boss, your family, anyone who wants to enjoy a classic sports bar. Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge at Wind River. Log on to windriver.com.
Check us out on Facebook.
It's better on the river.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear you. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, kcnr1460.com. My website, consciouslivingyoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is graciously sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly Whole Foods store.
This is Free Fire Radio.
7:54 on Free Fire Radio. This portion of the program brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold, 2463 Hilltop Drive. You go down there, you won't get a pedicure, you won't get a perm, you'll just get a great haircut from the folks down there at Cypress Square Barbershop, where they've got manly magazines, animal heads on the wall, but of course they are always polite to the ladies. At Cypress Square Barbershop, 2463 Cypress Street. And now back to our guest host, Trish Clark, and her sidekick Kick for the day of Reverge Anselmo.
And welcome back. We're having a good time here this morning talking about things that irritate us. Maybe you'd like to join us at 605-4567. Reverge?
Yeah, I was just wondering if anybody out there in the listenership would be able to find two things. I can't find these two pieces of information that during the break I was thinking of that nobody's hero, but Adolf Hitler... I was thinking outside. He didn't care if you went on a tanning bed. I mean, I'm sure there was no ridiculous law like that in Hitler's Germany. And I'm starting to wonder, you know, are we better off here or with that guy? Because I know that nobody over there wasted their time on these ridiculous laws that we're having here. But I'd like to find out, you know, besides, you know, the anti-Semitic laws, what were the stupidest laws anybody could find that they actually passed in that Reichstag, say, between 32 to 38? What does that look like compared to our landscape here today? The other thing I can't find is their budget, because I bet you that our budget is starting to look eerily like their budget at the rate of taxation and where it's going. Just wondering.
You know, and I think that that's absolutely true I'm looking here for a piece of legislation. You talk about budgeting, because I found this very interesting, that one of the bills that the governor chose to veto, this bill was passed by the legislature unanimously and was pushed by good government, labor, and the business group, okay? And the governor, he vetoed it. And what it had to do, basically, and I'm just going to kind of capsulize it, it said that they ought to actually take a look at their budgeting process and come out and say what they're going to do with the money and justify the need for it and where it was going to go and how long it was going to last and all those kind of common sense things that you would think we should do with our budgeting. And he vetoed that.
Why?
Because he said that the legislature
wouldn't allow us to spend money quickly enough
exactly.
to meet the needs of...
Well, maybe that was it, but I think he said that it was an issue... I can't find it. Maybe I'll bring it back in the next hour when we come back. But his issue was that it really wouldn't do any good. It was just a stab in the dark and trying to get a hold on things, and they needed to do something more, you know, creative to... I mean, more creative than figuring out a way to actually balance the budget.
Right, but anybody in their own business, if they had a chief financial officer who came to the boss, and the taxpayers are the boss, and said, you know, it's going to be really too onerous and ridiculous for us to try and account to you where this money is going or where it's best spent. Please don't put that burden on us.
Exactly, and we, you know... And as you indicate, I've been a business owner, you're a business owner, and you work under a budget, and you have a bottom line, and you have to reach this point in order to make it work. And when you start expanding beyond that and spending more than you're taking in as a private business owner, you go either bankrupt or you figure out a way to budget your money right. You make your business more efficient, not in government, at any stage. If you don't ever talk about cutting or stopping what you're doing, that isn't the first thought. The first thought is, where do we get more money? God forbid we should quit spending. We just have to figure out a way to tap somebody else to get more money to bring in so we can continue to do all
the
things
we're
doing.
Yeah, how about a fire tax? Would that do it for you, Governor?
Well, there you go. And the fire tax was one of the pieces that they were trying to get an initiative. The governor signed that bill taxing. Ridiculous. All of the rural fire areas, an onerous amount of money, most of which are already contracting in the government for Cal Fire to have a presence and be the fire control. And I will guarantee you are paying big bucks for that service to allow Cal Fire to have a year-round presence in all of these communities. And those contracts are not cheap. And we're already paying for that, and now they're going to go individually to get more money. So maybe we'll bring that back in the next segment, because we've got to take a break here for the news at the hour.
With a third of it going for enforcement. Yeah.
And we'll be back after the news break.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding, Free Fire Radio, with our guest host Trish Clark. Will continue right after Fox News.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. The Attorney General not off the hook in the Fast and Furious probe. House Republicans ready to demand more answers about the Guns to Mexico program. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz live at the White House.
With several Republicans charging he misled Congress in his previous testimony, the House Government Reform and Oversight Committee plans to subpoena Attorney General Eric Holder. The Attorney General maintains he did not mislead Congress when he testified that he had only recently become aware of the Fast and Furious gun sting debacle. But department memos listed on his briefings about a year earlier.
There's an explanation that he didn't know about it, but there's not an explanation for him failing to do his job.
Idaho Republican Raul Labrador wants Holder to resign. Under Fast and Furious, the Justice Department allowed 2,000 guns to get into the hands of Mexican drug gangs. Dave?
Mike, it's been a week since a baby girl disappeared from her Kansas City crib in the middle of the night, and police still have no idea how or why.
We've received over 250 tips and leads. We've chased down the ones that have things that actually have something to chase down.
Captain Steve Young, little Lisa Irwin's family handed out thousands of flyers at yesterday's NASCAR race in Kansas City looking for help. They're taking a wrecking ball to a doctor's office this morning in Delaware, demolishing the crime scene where pediatrician Earl Bradley sexually abused dozens of very young patients, even videotaping the rapes. The doctor got 14 life sentences plus 160 years in prison. Two more Americans have won a Nobel Prize, this time for economics. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin live in London.
Yes, the prize honoring professors Christopher Sims of Princeton and Thomas Sargent of New York University for their work on economic cause and effect. The Nobel Committee saying thanks to that.
We can learn how macroeconomic variables such as unemployment and inflation are influenced by policy.
Yes, Professor Per Krusel speaking at the Nobel announcement. Christopher Sims says it's an honor, joking he was asleep in bed when the phone rang, and twice he ignored it. Dave?
Alistair on Wall Street, a rally. The Dow is up 280 points. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Hey, it's Mike Rowe. I don't know about you, but when I buy things, I love it when the people give me money back. Fiona's with me today. She works at a Ford dealership, and we're talking about tires.
Yes.
You guys are having a big tire event.
Yes, we are.
And this, in fact, is called the big tire event?
Correct.
I love that. What's big? The tires, the selection, the savings?
Yes.
Everything.
Everything.
Everything is big.
Everything.
What kind of rebate are we talking about?
$100.
I buy four tires, you give me $100 back?
You get $100 back.
That seems very reasonable. Do you guys have all the major brands?
11.
11 is a lot.
Yes, it is.
Get the right tire and get $100 back when you buy four Goodyear, Dunlop, Continental, Hankook, Pirelli, or Yokohama tires. That's on top of the low-price tire guarantee.
Hold on a second. You know what I got right here? $100. That's the sound of a rebate.
Competitors ad required for tire guarantee. Stop by any participating California Ford dealer or visit FordOwner.com for rebate details through 11/30/11.
Week four of the protests in New York City.
It's the power of the corporations. The government is no longer for the people.
And that Occupy Wall Street movement has spread to other cities like Boston.
Today, college students and union members expected to join the rallies.
Everyone here is outraged at the way that the debate, you know, is happening at the State House, at Capitol Hill down in Washington. That's basically dictated by the 1% in terms of their own interests.
The group seems to be getting the support of Boston Mayor Tom Menino.
I can support them. A lot of the issues they're out there talking about, I also believe in also. So let's get to work together.
However, he admits the time will come where they will have to move on. In Boston, Angela Anderson for Fox News Radio.
Well, some Republicans are not supporting the movement. Congressman Eric Cantor calls them mobs. GOP presidential candidate Herman Cain tells CBS,
I don't have a lot of patience for people who want to protest the success of somebody else.
This hour in New Hampshire, Republican candidate John Huntsman, the former U.S. ambassador to China, will detail his foreign policy views. An hour later, frontrunner Mitt Romney will hold a town hall in New Hampshire. Tomorrow, the candidates will debate again. Do you text a lot? Well, OMG, this won't make you LOL.
A new condition is on the rise, and British health professionals are blaming the increased popularity of mobile devices. It's called text neck. All of that time spent hunched over your smartphone or tablet adds up. Flexing the neck muscles for long periods of time causes strain and can lead to permanent arthritic damage or even trouble straightening the neck if left untreated. Some helpful tips to remedy text neck? Stretch out, sit up, and take a break. I'm Hank Weinblum, Fox News Radio.
The NBA may foul out trying to end the lockout. More talks are scheduled, but if players and owners cannot work out a labor deal by today, Commissioner David Stern warns they'll have to cancel the first 2 weeks of the NBA regular season. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
And welcome back. This is Trish Clark sitting in for Carl and Linda Bott, who are out vacationing, hopefully not in the rain. And
they're out shooting antelope.
Shooting antelope, and I think that... Linda is down in Palm Springs, so yeah. So they're having a good time, and hopefully not in the rain. But I'm loving the rain here. We have Elizabeth on the phone this morning. So good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning, Trish. It's so nice to have you there.
Thank you so much.
I love listening to you. Your wealth of experience is amazing.
Why? Thank you.
Anyway, as I always do on Monday mornings, I just wanted to call and let the listeners know what's going on at the Reading Tea Party tonight.
Okay.
We always meet at 6 o'clock at 2570 South Bonneville Road, and that is the Destiny Fellowship Church. And tonight, Rick Bassetti's going to come out and talk to us. He's going to just kind of have an open forum, talk a little bit about the city council and some of the things that they do there, and he's also putting his hat into the assembly ring, so I'm sure he'll be talking a little bit about that as well.
Hey, so, Elizabeth, how many people are in your tea party here?
Well, you know, it's hard to say that there's a particular number because we don't have a membership per se, but on a slow night we get about 200 people. On a good night we get about 400, and then we also have a very active social networking website, and we have about 3,000 on that. And that's where a lot of information and ideas are shared.
Very interesting. Thanks.
Yeah. And I also wanted to just do a quick plug, and you may be able to speak to this, Trish, for the Board of Supervisors tomorrow morning, after they adjourn as the Board of Supervisors, they will reconvene as the Air Quality Board. And I do know that they're going to be talking a little bit about the County Climate Action Plan.
Well, actually, it's my understanding that that's on the consent calendar.
Oh, good. Okay.
And
all the more reason for people to show up early.
It's for them to show up early and someone request immediately that be pulled from the consent calendar and put on the regular agenda.
Okay.
And you need to fill out some paperwork to do that. But
thank
make them
that.
Talk about it, because otherwise it'll just go in a motion and it'll be over and done with, and you'll all be sitting there wondering why they aren't going to talk about it.
Okay, great.
Yeah, that's what a previous caller indicated, that it was on the consent agenda. So
great.
Check that agenda and make sure that, because that is it. You know, first off, any buy-in in any way, shape, or form to this global warming nonsense is ludicrous. And so we just need to make sure that the county continues, as I assume they are, I hope they are, in the pattern that we did while I was on the board, and that is to adopt the least oppressive piece of rules that we could to stay in compliance with the state and have the least impact on our citizens up here.
Right, and a lot of this ties into AB 32, and a lot of those issues are oppressive in this economy. You know, this is probably one of the worst economies we've ever seen, and this probably isn't the time to put more regulations and restrictions on the citizens.
Absolutely not.
Again, I wish we could find out what the penalties are for ignoring them.
I know. Wouldn't that be fun?
And I'm not sure you have any of the members of the Board of Supervisors who are willing to go to jail at this point over this issue, but...
No, probably not.
Yeah, probably not.
Hey, Elizabeth, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Thanks for calling.
And if I may, it is 9 minutes now after 8 o'clock, and let's go ahead and, so that you guys can get into your topic right after the break, let's go ahead and take our Wells Fargo advisor break, and we're going to check in with Josh Wiley. He's going to tell us what's happening on Wall Street with his Market Minute. Good morning, Josh.
Hey, good morning. Well, the Dow and the Nasdaq rallied after government leaders in Germany and France gave themselves 3 weeks to come up with a plan to recapitalize banks. Currently, the Dow's up 261 points at 11,364, the Nasdaq is up 72 at 2,551, and the S&P 500 is up 31 at 1,187. Oil's up $2.95 at $85.93 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.02%. Gold's up $32.30 this morning at $1,668, while silver's up $1.14 at $32.14 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, Kraft is up 14 cents at $33.90, Bank of America is up 34 cents at $6.24, and Intel is up 56 pennies at $22.85. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Thank you very much, Josh. Free Fire Radio will continue in just a minute.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I'd like to thank all of you who ordered your new stoves early. We are running a special now on some of the wood covers for the heaters we have in stock. Don't forget, now's the time to start changing those fuel filters on your tanks. Let Danny know when you're putting in your fuel order, and we'll bring them out with the delivery. For all the deer hunters, we have the small propane bottles, 2.5 to 9 gallon. For the folks that like that warm and fuzzy feeling of the internet, remember, NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com. You can order fuel, check out our stoves, or just browse online. For the person starting to put your lawn tools away in the shed, remember the ethanol-free 93. That way it'll be ready to start next time you want to fire them up. Sherry's been doing a lot more of the pay-forward accounts, which will help you through the winter, not having a big bill. And remember, calling in early for your kerosene orders will save you a lot of money as fuel prices keep going up. Northern Lights Energy, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
KCNR time is 11 minutes now after 8 o'clock. Taking a quick look at our weather. Rainy today all over the place. High should be near 67. Maybe a thunderstorm or more later on during this Columbus Day. Showers likely through 11 o'clock tonight. Then it will clear off and become mostly sunny tomorrow with a high near 73. Currently 60 degrees downtown. This report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. And now back to our guest host on Free Fire Radio, Trish Clark, along with RJ Anselmo.
RC.
That's RC.
I apologize.
And
I don't know
morning.
Where the RJ came from. Maybe I thought you were in a tobacco on the side.
RJ Reynolds.
Yeah. I stand correct. I sit corrected.
Yeah, back to the smoking ordinance. No. we'll move on now. And we've been talking this morning a little bit about the legislation and that has been passed by the governor over the weekend and vetoed and ignored and some of the ludicrous laws that he's put in. So for those of you who didn't join us in the last hour, we touched on some of these earlier, but the one we had talked about was the veto that he did on the tax break sunset new budgeting bill that had been passed unanimously by the legislature, and it was supported by good government, labor, and business groups. So, you know, it was kind of to examine and look at what they're budgeting and kind of justify the need for it and those things. And in his budget message, I referred to this earlier and I couldn't find it, but in the veto message, he suggested that the state examine whether certain departments or programs should exist at all before requiring them to develop performance measures. For some departments, Brown said, the requirements outlined in the bill would be a costly waste of time. So I kind of agree with part of that.
Yeah, I do too.
I mean, what a good idea. Just do
Take
away with about 90%
of them.
Exactly. But for them to spend the time to examine their budgets, I may be wrong. I think in Jerry Brown's first term, he was the one that came in and said, I think we ought to go back to zero-based budgeting, i.e., each department in state government needs to go back and justify, build their budget from scratch, not add on or take off from last year, but go in and build a whole new budget. And the legislature vetoed that and would never go forward. And I'm almost sure it was Jerry Brown that said that. And I totally agree.
Yeah, I do too.
What a unique idea, because I think what they would find is they would find that they are have in their budgets equipment that no longer exists, people that are no longer employed, real estate that they no longer own that they're actually budgeting for and paying for. And I bet you they would find millions of dollars laying around in the budget that really isn't in the budget.
I think you're right. That would have to be the case.
Now, you know, I tried to kind of talk about that when I was in county government, and I didn't get any more enthusiasm there with department heads than he got on that idea. But if we're going to have the initiative process in the state of California, which I must say up front, I totally disagree with. We're a republic. We are not a democracy. The people, and I used to tell people this when I was in office, they'd say, well, we should be able to vote on this. And I would say, no, you got to vote. You put me in the position to make that decision for you. And now you can have input into me. And if I don't make the decisions that you like, then you vote me out of office. But that's how our republic form of government works. You don't get to vote on every issue.
Didn't Jefferson regard pure democracy as the most dangerous form of government?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's why we're a republic. If you read the Federalist Papers, if you read anything about our Constitution, you know, they struggled mightily with this whole issue. And it came out that a republic was what would work. And while we were operating as a republic, we were in a lot better shape than we are now. I hear people say it. I hear the talk radio people talk about our democracy. And I want to scream at them and say, we're not a democracy. We are a republic.
Well, that's just like soundbite warfare, because every time you make Americans think they live in a democracy, you empower the Democratic Party. When you say we live in a republic, you empower the Republican Party. So that's all that is.
Well, it is. And we go into exactly what the unthinking population. A lot of people are willing to say, well, it's them that do this to us. I get really hard on the population. We deserve the kind of government. We get the kind of government we deserve. If we put in effort to do things or change things, then we can make a difference. But most people are too busy living their life to get involved with government until it hits them smack in the face.
Or they're too busy keeping up with Kim Kardashian or whoever the current reality, quote-unquote, show star is.
Exactly. I hear people that I know vote good Republican, and I know that they think like I do, and yet I will hear them say, well, it's all those large corporations. Well, the wealthy should pay more, for heaven's sakes. They've got all this money, and why should they be paying their CEOs X number of dollars?
The wealthy, which includes me, already carries 70% of the tax bill.
And you and I know that. We know that over 50% of the population pay no taxes, and yet get an earned credit at the end of the year and get money back. How do you do that? If you don't pay money in, how do you get money back? That's got to be coming out of somebody else's pocket.
Wasn't it bread and circuses that led to the downfall of the Romans? And that, there we go.
Well, we've got specifically.
Let me speak to that for a second, because I've read a lot in my life, but I have never read Edward Gibbon's Decline and Fall of the Roman Empire. I'm reading it now because in the last couple of years I could no longer persuade myself that I am not living in an empire's decline. Now I thought I have to read this because I need to know everything that Edward Gibbon can tell me about what happens when an empire implodes, because I just feel that that is what's happening around here. It isn't as simple as what Bob just said. It was a lot of piecemeal things that weakened them, and we're imitating it pretty closely, though, so far in my reading.
Well, you know, another book that I think is very interesting and had a little play a few months ago was Atlas Shrugged. And I have said for years and years, I read it when I was in high school, I've reread it, and I've told them repeatedly, Atlas Shrugged, it's right there in black and white. Y'all need to read it.
I read that book last year, and by the end of the book, my mouth is hanging open, particularly when the doctor does his monologue, the brain surgeon does his monologue. We do have a caller on the line with a comment. Brian, welcome to Free Fire Radio. What's your comment, sir?
Oh, well, I wanted to talk about the fact that if you look at the individuals, especially in our city right now, our high unemployment rate, look at all the individuals that are either on unemployment or on welfare. If you were to take the lowest paying job would still pay them more than what they're making off of welfare. It would be nice if the city, instead of waiting for a state, you know, government, legislature to do something they're never going to do, but to create incentives in their own cities to boost employment, you know, working together with the city in reference to businesses and local government to come up with, like I said, incentives for businesses and individuals to be able to get hired to get onto these jobs. And I think part of that has to do with the immigration issue, because if we didn't have such a problem with illegal immigration, people really need to get out there and do those jobs themselves, because we all have qualifications in our own hierarchy as far as our society is concerned. So I think, you know, there's a job for everybody, if you know what I mean.
And Brian, I couldn't agree more with you about being able to establish jobs in the community if we had the opportunity. I will disagree just to the point that that isn't government's job. Government's job, in my mind, is to get out of the way, get their regulations in such a shape and in such a position that the private entrepreneur, the people who own the businesses, can afford to go and hire people and expand their businesses. That's government's role.
That's exactly correct. But we need to have government stop restraining everybody and stop impeding everybody's job, especially local government.
Exactly. And I'll give you a perfect example. I think we have to take a break here in a minute.
You can finish the thought.
Okay. And the point is this. If I have a friend who has a business, and I won't go into what kind it is, but he used to go down and hire people at the labor place and pick people up to work with him on certain jobs. It's now, and he pays them $10 an hour. They make $10 an hour. It's now gotten to the point that if he goes down there and picks those people up with the extra layer of rules and regulations and medical care and blah, 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 that $10 an hour person is costing him $25 an hour. Well, his small business can't afford that. So what he's doing now, and bypassing the whole system, is he's just going out and getting friends and teenagers and people, and he's paying them on the side and paying them $10 an hour. Now, they're not paying taxes on anything. We're turning him into a criminal because he's breaking the law, but he can't get his job done and still make a living and support his family and live within these stupid rules.
Yeah, I agree.
So we just, a government's place is, how can we, what they should be saying when a person walks into the resource development office of any of these county or city facilities is, how can we help you create your plan and realize your dream?
Well, maybe this city needs to be the first one to start a pilot program, create a pilot program, and like a lot of good programs, you know, when someone sees something like that happening, they want to try it themselves.
Yeah, thanks very much, Brian.
You bet.
Yeah, thanks very much. We got to take a break, and we'll be right back.
Valley Bank, we're making home ownership easier than ever with more lenders and more home loan options. In addition to conventional fixed and adjustable rate mortgages, we now offer VA, USDA, FHA, HomePath, and jumbo loans. And now we're giving you the chance to win one of three $1,000 home improvement gift cards. Any residential mortgage loan funded between June 1 and December 31, 2011 will be automatically entered to win. Just go to NOVB.com and visit our
our online real estate loan center or any of our convenient locations to complete your pre-approval application. Don't miss out. Apply today, online, in person, or call 530-226-2930. More choices, more service. No purchase or account necessary to enter or win. Must be 18 years of age or older to enter. Need not be present to win. See official contest rules for more details. Offer ends December 31, 2011. North Valley Bank, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm working two jobs, and my husband works too. My kids go to school with your kids. I sit next to you at PTA meetings. We live right next door. We've been neighbors for years. You know my family and me pretty well, but here's one thing you don't know. I'm one out of every six Americans, and my family is struggling with hunger. Like you, we believe in this country. What's hard to believe is in the land of milk and honey, how many hardworking Americans have to choose between paying bills and feeding their families. This is a problem with a solution. Please visit feedingamerica.org today and find your local food bank for ways to help. Every dollar you donate helps provide 7 meals for those around you quietly struggling with hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Have you been thinking about installing solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email Dennis at westcoastsustainables.com.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
8:25, and this portion of Free Fire Radio is brought to you by our friends at Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, Joe and Shelley, big supporters of the veterans community. And Tobacco and Brew, also home to the largest walk-in humidor in the North State. And you can get an excellent cup of whatever you want in the way of coffee drinks there with the T&B Sweeties. I think it's a great day to go over and get yourself a nice hot mocha from Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, and now back to Free Fire Radio with guest hosts Trish Clark and R.C. Anselmo.
And welcome back. And we were just having a discussion about some of the things that impede employment efforts in Shasta County with businesses. And Rivera, you had some comments.
Well, it was based on what the last caller, Brian, had touched on. But in my experience so far here, one of the things that I can tell you that is a growing and thriving business, because we are already dealing with two or three of them, are these employment agencies that are actually, they become the actual employer of record for a lot of the people that we hire. When I know what they make, what they take home versus what I pay, and through the employment agency, with all the OSHA requirements and the fight kafooey suey, all this crap it mounts up to me having to, in order to employ someone, I wind up paying the government something like a 28 to 30% tax for the privilege of offering employment to someone. And then these agencies are terrific. I mean, right now I love them. But it's lamentable that they exist, because they exist just to shield me from that employee. Because an American employee is likely to be hostile to your interests, tortious, looking to sue you, and kind of intractable in their attitude to what an employer is. So I'm kind of grateful for these, but it's a sorry remark on what it costs to employ someone, and you have to throw the agency fee on top of all that too. And not all of our employees are like that. Once we get a sense that we like them and that they're not a danger or a threat to us, then we start to put them on salary, and we cut them in on some of our net operating profits. We try to do that so that they see the world from my side of the line.
They get some skin in the game, in other
words. Exactly. But okay. Also to understand the seat I'm sitting in, so that that our interests are allied and not adversarial.
Perfect. We have Angel on line one. Good morning, Angel.
Thanks for joining us. Good morning, Reverge. I just have to say I love Anselmo's. It is one of the best places that this county has to offer.
Thank you so much.
Just love it there. It's just beautiful, and for folks who haven't been there, really take the time out to go because it is just amazing. My question to you this morning is about the fire tax. You started to talk about that a little bit, and I wanted to find out what was the ultimate result and the amount of the structure. And then my second question, after you go into that, I know it'll take a few minutes, but is the TARS, Reverge, is that still available to the farmers out there?
Well, how about this? Let me take TARS first and then hand it over to Trish for the fire tax.
There you go. Listen on the air.
TARS, terrific, right?
But you remember that bumper sticker in the 60s that said, what if they gave a war and nobody came? Well, that's exactly what happened. I threw a war, nobody came. We only sold 6 policies. Now, the knowledge of TARS was, you know, broad and far-reaching in the agricultural community. Nobody was even willing to rent, you know, a stick, a cudgel. So we had to close it down, unfortunately.
And it was such a good idea because basically it was an insurance policy for the rancher, the farmer, the property owner out there when all of the onerous agencies descended upon your doorstep with their wants and needs and demands, that you simply handed them a card and said, see my insurance company and see my attorneys and don't talk to me about this issue.
So TARS still exists in an informal way. I mean, I'm alive. There is TARS, right?
Exactly. So we're going to take a break, and then on the other side, we're going to come back and welcome your calls at 605-4567 if you'd like to join in the conversation, and we'll talk about the fire tax.
Fox News Radio, I'm Don Matheson. Netflix changes course again, and that has movie fans who like to watch films at home cheering.
Netflix now says it will scrap a plan it set only weeks ago to focus on its online service and split off old-style DVD rentals into a separate website that would have forced some 14 million of the company's 24 million customers to use 2 separate accounts, 2 separate charges, and 2 separate websites.
Fox Business Network's Dennis Neal, Netflix shares rise on the news. One person dead, 7 others rescued in a Florida boating accident.
It happened just off Marathon Key, about midway between Key Largo and Key West. An 80-year-old woman went under during this ordeal and never resurfaced. The rest of the group spent a long day, an entire night, treading water.
Fox's Rick Leventhal. The Coast Guard says the boaters were not wearing life jackets. Their boat capsized in choppy waters during a rainstorm. The child is being treated for hypothermia. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Wind River Casino presents a benefit concert evening for the Make-A-Wish Foundation. They grant wishes for local children with special medical conditions to enrich the human experience with hope, strength, and joy. The evening stars Kevin Sharp, a Make-A-Wish survivor himself, award-winning country vocalist, motivational speaker, and author, with opening act, The Billies. The Make-A-Wish Benefit Concert is Saturday, October 22nd at 7 p.m. in the Wind River Casino Event Center. Join us in making a child's wish come true. We can make a difference. Purchase your tickets now. $20 for concert seating. Reserve a sponsor VIP table for 8 with champagne and dessert, $400. Cabaret dessert tables for 4, $200. Tickets available at Wind River Casino, both Mary's Pizza Shack locations, and both Utopet locations. Join us Saturday, October 22nd at 7 p.m. for the Make-A-Wish Benefit Concert starring Kevin Sharp. We can make a difference. Special thanks to Q97. For more information, log on to windriver.com or contact Barbara Harrison at 229-0398.
Hello, this is Dr. Doug Craig, sponsor and host of Wake Up Call on KCNR every Sunday at 10 a.m. For over 23 years, I have maintained a clinical psychology practice in Reading, specializing in the assessment and treatment of mood, anxiety, and attention disorders in children, adolescents, and adults. ADHD is one of the most common childhood disorders and can continue through adolescence and adulthood. Individuals with ADHD suffer with a neurologically based motivation disorder. While they can focus on things they find interesting, they have difficulty motivating themselves to concentrate on things they find boring, like chores or homework. Individuals with ADHD are easily distracted, disorganized, forgetful, and inattentive. If you have any questions about this or want to learn more, give me a call at 246-7062.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Jerry and Fred's Event Rentals is a division of Jerry and Jean's Weddings by Design and has been serving the North State for over 30 years. Specializing in rentals for parties, weddings, receptions, and any function you may be hosting. We carry all the essentials, as well as the added touches to give your event the personalized touch. Any type of event, large or small, informal or formal, we're ready to serve you. Call us at 474-9337 or find us on the web at jerryandfredseventrentals.com.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to the Carl and Linda Bott Show with Trish Clark and R.C. Anselmo sitting in this morning talking about the governor's big weekend. We had a call just before we left the air about the fire initiative that the Gaines, I think Assemblyman Gaines, was gathering signatures to try to put that on the an initiative on the ballot to overturn that law, and he was unsuccessful in getting the adequate number of signatures to put that on. As I understand it, the bill that, or the charge that is before us, is a $90 fee on each parcel. Now, I don't know, Bob, are you aware of whether that's for each dwelling?
I don't know, but I'm concerned that people like my mom, who's on a fixed income and has, you know, a garden shed and an old pole barn and a couple of other odds and ends structures, is she going to be hit for every one of those? Is somebody going to be wandering around her property with a clipboard checking this stuff off, and she gets this enormous bill that she can't possibly pay? What happens?
Yeah, I'm not sure of the particulars, and Elizabeth specific, or Angel, to specifically ask about that, and I'm sorry I can't give you that information, but it is in effect the bill that was passed by the legislature, and we won't have an initiative to try to turn it over. And I think, you know, that's one of the indications to me of how broken this system is in the state of California. We're too big, we're too massive, we have too many different interests, because the northern part of the state, the rural part of the state, if you will, we are so impacted by the laws and regulations that they make that come out of mindsets from Los Angeles and San Francisco, and they have no clue what's happening in Shasta County. They don't even know we're here, number one, or that there's a part of the state up here that's above Sacramento.
They know that we're here. Then they're obviously, they decided, well, let's go fetch some more tax dollars out of them. We have them outvoted in the legislature anyway. Just hit them with something, and that'll ease our burdens down here.
You know, which brings up another point, and God bless Rick Vizzetti and the efforts that he's making, and all of the good Republicans from up in this area. But quite frankly, because of our situation, we're very Republican up here, we're very conservative, and unfortunately, it just doesn't make a whole lot of difference in my mind who we send down there to represent us, because we are so outweighed. One Republican, conservative Republican, is probably as good as another, because they can't do anything anyway that make a lot of noise.
Well, the arrogant attitude that you hear from the Bay Area and Southern California, they regard us all as just a bunch of rednecks living in double wides on welfare, if you talk to the folks down there. And an additional concern, of course, one of Jerry's pet projects from the 60s that has come back to rear its head, of course, the canal around the Delta to divert the Sacramento River to feed all those faucets in Southern California and essentially destroy the ecosystem and the farming in the Delta. That's pushing forward in spite of everything, in spite of all logic.
See, those farmers down there are going to wish they had TARS.
Yes, there you have it. And you know, but here's the interesting thing that people don't realize, because we always talk about we're so different. But if you look, when they do the red and blue maps I'm always so fascinated by those throughout the United States because they really show that it's those population bases. In the state of California, the bulk of the land is
red.
Bright red.
Yeah.
Bright red. The part that isn't is the area clustered around San Francisco and clustered around Los Angeles. Those population bases that are filled up with people who live in rental apartment, public housing. They're not landowners. They're not property owners. Probably a lot of them are not even legal. And they're the people that are making the decisions that run this state because they vote in large numbers and outweigh the bulk of the landowner population land mass in the state of California. It's disgusting because they have nothing to lose to put all these onerous bills on because they don't impact them.
Rivera, you have a ranch, right?
Yes.
When you're rounding up the animals for slaughter, you run them into narrower and narrower confines as you head them down into the chute, don't you?
Well, we don't slaughter them ourselves, but yes.
A slaughter yard, that's how it works.
There's a catch pen, then there's a crowding alley, then there's a lead up, and then there's the squeeze where everything gets painful.
Sounds familiar.
Right.
Yeah. Do you feel like you're at some stage in that process?
Jeez, I don't know. I hardly know what to do. When I think of it at large, I can't cope. Nobody can. What I do is, I really do. I have to consciously commit myself to this day. What I'm going to do on this day, if a Shasta County, shield shows up on my ranch, I'm going to have to be very cagey about what I do because I'm not going to go along. I've pretty much taken the decision that if I am hassled, if I am sued, if I am aggressed, if for a minor reason, which wouldn't necessarily shut me down, then I will just close down. Because the hassle factor of doing business, I'm not unlike that guy that you knew, Trish, who just closed down because it was too onerous and burdensome. I feel that way, and I'll have to wait on the day to see what decision I take. But to be pushed farther, I'm not willing.
Yeah, and I don't think you're alone. I think this economy nationwide is very precarious. I personally am convinced that there are people out there who still have money, that there are people who could expand their business, but why in the world would you? And I think people are kind of sitting back and they're looking and not knowing what Obamacare holds. That's being put into effect as we speak. People think nothing takes effect for a long time. It's already hit Shasta County. The effects of that, I know that.
I know doctors here have closed their doors already.
Absolutely, and everybody that's 65 and older and on Medicare has been hit up here with a notice, I understand, from Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield. If they have their kick policy, their supplemental policy with them, that as of December 31st, they're no longer covered in these northern counties. So you got a whole group of senior citizens out there who are paying. They're paying for their insurance, and now they're told that's not going to be available, and it's going to kick up to where it's going to be costing them instead of maybe $100 or $150 a month. Now it's going to kick up to $400 or $500 a month for that supplemental insurance, and maybe if you're not having a lot of problems, most everybody I know is on some kind of medication, and that's really the important part of that piece of the puzzle, that you've got to have some kind of coverage to cover medication. And if you don't, I don't know what the impact is, but that's Obamacare that we've been told doesn't take effect till 2013. What's wrong with that picture? And we need to take a break and let you mull on that for a minute, and we'll be right back.
Since 1953, with exceptional customer service, high quality, fine jewelry, perfect gifts for every budget, jewelry repairs, renewals, and appraisals. Fields Jewelers, three generations of family tradition. Quality service, trusted jewelers, continued tradition. Fields Jewelers, 221-0230, or online at fjredding.com.
Have you been thinking about installing solar power system for your home or office?
Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email dennis@westcoastsustainables.com.
Hey, the folks at Tobacco and Brew just got back from the Las Vegas Cigar Show. Now through October 30th, Tobacco and Brew is offering the new Vega Fina cigar at 15% off. They're going to be featuring those cigars at the Big Bike Weekend at their cigar event on October 6th, starting at 6 p.m. Vega Fina is one of the most sought-after Dominican cigars in Europe. And let's not forget the stinky cigar ashtrays. Uh-huh. Those are perfect for outdoor, all stainless steel, and hold large cigars. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
This is Free Fire Radio.
This portion of Free Fire Radio brought to you by folks who bring us the weather. And that's going to be on this Columbus Day, a high near 67 degrees, showers and thunder showers. And we've got rain outside right now. It'll be mostly sunny tomorrow and a high near 73, currently 60 degrees. And this report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. And, of course, now back to our guest host, Trish Clark, and R.C. Anselmo on Free Fire Radio.
And welcome back. We're enjoying our conversation here today, and Reverge and I were just commenting on the fact that, boy, the time just goes by, and we're having a great conversation. We certainly hope that you're enjoying yourself as much as we are, as we just kind of talk all over these things that sort of frustrate us. Reverge, I do want to get back just a bit to some of the pieces of legislation that he passed and vetoed on the Second Amendment issues, which are always very dear, near and dear to my heart, and I follow very closely through the California Rifle and Pistol Association because I'm a member there and NRA and all those other things, and I think they do some good work for us in the state and in protecting us. He did unfortunately pass the bill that requires starting in, I think, 2014 or 2013, I'm not sure, that we have to register all long guns in the state of California if purchased after the date in 2014.
I very much wonder what that's going to do as an impact to gun sales.
Well, I think it increases them because everybody's going to go out and buy guns crazy.
Right now. But after you have a paper trail on a rifle,
yeah,
I don't know.
But one of the pieces that he did actually did veto, thank goodness, was the requirement to register ammunition. To me, I found that just absolutely ludicrous. I mean, just talk about building a black market. Who's going to go out and have your name on some list because you buy 22 shells or you buy any kind of ammunition or the if you're loading and then you're buying the things that go into building your bullets and the brass and the powder and all that, and you want somebody keeping an extra record of that over and above what they already do? And I guess in one part of me says, come on, Trish, you're kidding yourself if you think they don't know everything you're buying anyway. And I think they do if you use a Costco card or any of those other kind of cards. They keep track of what kind of booze you buy, what kind of lingerie you wear, whatever, so that they can target you with advertisements.
Ammunition is expensive. I know that for what we need, I can't pay with cash. So you've got a credit card record of it anyway, 90% of the time.
But there's something really onerous about having to actually fill out a paper and send it to the state I bought a box of 380 shells or I bought two boxes of shotgun shells to go pheasant hunting. And I mean, they already keep track of your license and they keep track. I don't want people. I don't want anybody knowing that many facts about my personal life.
No, I agree.
It's just none of their business. But so any other, and I think we've kind of been just talking this morning about some of the bills, and who knows what happened to the 140 pieces of legislation that remained on his desk at this deep, dark hour over the weekend that he had to take care of. And isn't that just government at its finest, behind closed doors and making decisions and issuing edicts and back to Reverse's earlier comments about Hitler, and gosh, sometimes it's hard to tell the difference in what we've become in the United States.
Well, I'm not Jewish, and I just don't know if I would actually do better in Hitler's Germany or modern California. I don't know actually where I would feel more comfortable.
You know, I used to lament as I watched. I think I'm probably in a really bad place as far as my attitude towards government at this point. I used to think that you could make a difference if you really got in there and you struggled and you tried. And I'm still thinking that I did make a difference in the 20 years I served in elective office here in Shasta County. Maybe individually with just one person at a time.
No, I think that's provable. I think we could prove that to you, Trish.
Yes, but I'm almost to the point now where I think that we don't have a lot of people who care. They're in there they go in and they drink the Kool-Aid. We send them back to Washington. We send them to Sacramento. And somehow their mindset goes to, they get into that whole process. As an example, Rick Bozzetti running for the office and the Assemblyman Logue. And both fine gentlemen, I'm sure. But the issue is that the Republican Party is actually saying that we need to stick with Logue because he's already a Republican and he's already there and he's got some kind of hierarchy established and that's good for the Republican establishment. So not only do we have, you know, all these other people telling us, now we got the Republican Party trying to pick our candidate for us at the local assembly level, and that we are not smart enough, and if you're a Republican, you shouldn't run against an Republican Republican. What's up with that? I mean, I don't want them to pick my candidate. I want that the people are supposed to do that. That's the part of the Republic process that the people are falling down on.
Well, I don't know. I can't really speak to how the Republican Party works in that mysterious element of it, but I think we can at least take this to heart, that people who go into politics are ambitious people. General Paul would say, those cats don't wrangle. So even if you say, oh, the party's only going to favor this or that guy for this or that reason, it doesn't matter. They're ambitious men, and they're going to put themselves forward and try to compete and take those seats and those jobs no matter what you put in place. That's just the nature of those cats. That's how they are.
Well, I full well recognize that because...
Oh, you're one of them. I forgot.
Yeah, exactly. And I have said repeatedly that you don't put yourself in that position unless you've got one heck of an ego. Mm. I mean, you just have to have that, and you have to have a real thick skin, and you have to believe, in my mind, in what you're doing there and be very aggressive, or you're going to get just mowed over. The part of going beyond the local level where it gets into the issues of the gamemanship that goes on at the state and federal level, I mean, you can have a really good idea and author a piece of legislation, and I mean, it's something important to you and family and motherhood and the whole deal. By the time it goes through the committee process and the, well, if I'll support your deal, if you'll support my deal, and then it actually gets to something that you got to vote on, it smells so bad you can't even touch it, but it's got your name on it because you've put too much in it that has nothing to do with what you started with.
I heard an interesting comment that was Winston Churchill made this comment, and it's just sort of apropos of everything right now, but I thought it was very wise. He said, you can always rely on the United States to do the right thing after it has tried everything else.
And with that, we're going to go to a break. Let your husband help the kids with their homework, leave the laundry in the dryer, and take some time out for you and your girlfriends. Celebrate the love of beauty and fashion while giving beauty and hope to women in need. As Shasta Women's Refuge and Enjoy Magazine co-host the Vanity Fair Party on Thursday, October 20th from 5:30 to 8 p.m. at Riverview Golf and Country Club. Enjoy the evening with a fabulous affair of fun and glamour featuring boutique shopping, vendors presenting the latest in fashion and beauty care, the latest in skincare presented by local practitioners, a 40s and 50s fashion show, live music, appetizers, and signature cocktails.
This is a ladies' night you will not want to miss. Dress up in vintage and be a part of our costume contest. Bid on custom-tailored Barbie dolls dressed like the starlets of the 50s and 60s. A live auction will feature unique and adventurous outings.
Tickets and more information are available at www.shastawomensrefuge.org.
October 15th at Anselmo Vineyards. Come ye, lords, ladies, knights, and all subjects from the North State. It's a Renaissance medieval night. Limited seating, $45 per person, with a special set menu designed and prepared by Chef John Stadelli. And I'll be singing with my favorite jazz trio. Dan Kinkle on drums, Bruce Kalin on bass, and Johnny Gonzalez on keyboards, plus special guest appearances. Come join us for this fun harvest festival, only at Anselmo Vineyards. Remember, if you wear your costume, you'll be eligible for special prizes. See you at the harvest party, only at Anselmo Vineyards, October 15th. Remember, limited seating. For reservations, call 474-5546. That's 474-5546. Anselmo Vineyards.
I am Dennis Miller. Join me Monday through Friday from 9 to noon on KCNR 1460 AM.
No, I won't. KCNR 1460 and this portion of the program brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, 2463 Cypress Street, man's last stronghold. And now, one more time, back to our guest host, Trish Clark and R.C. Anselmo.
Well, and welcome back, and thanks for joining us this morning. And we've got about 4 or 5 minutes left here to kind of wrap up our thoughts for the day. Any final thoughts, Reverge?
Oh, not really, except anytime I consider the landscape seriously, I always start wondering, how do you get to know the ambassador from Switzerland? How do you get to be a resident of Monaco? How do you escape these perils? You know, that's just what I'm always fetching that.
You know, I remember lamenting over the last few years that I didn't like the way we were heading and that I really probably wouldn't have any impact on me, but it certainly my children and my grandchildren. And I will tell you, over the course of the last 2 years, I've kind of revised that thinking, and I think it's going to hit me square in the face. I don't think there's any way that any of us, regardless of our age, are going to escape the impacts of this change that I see this country in. And I don't know whether people, maybe I'm an alarmist, I don't think I am, but I wonder if people really are seriously considering what kind of position we're in, and that this is now the time, I feel, in our history that we have to make a decision. Are we, in fact, going to turn this around and go back and be this republic form of government that our Constitution founded? Or are we, in fact, going to become a socialist country? And I think this election is that line. We cannot have candidates who think they can go back there and get along and compromise and make nice with the other side. It's time to defeat them. It's time to say no. We want our Constitution. We fought hard for it. Many men and women have died for it, have made the supreme sacrifice. And I think they just got to take a stand, draw the line in the sand, and we got to go back there and take over.
Yeah, by the way, an observation that I'm sure Carl would like me to point out. I can't think of a single time a real harmful piece of legislation, such as Obamacare, such as Endangered Species Act or anything like that. I can't think of a really bad piece of legislation where once you pass it, you can see right through to the harm that it's going to do. I can't think of any legislation of that kind that was created or voted favorably by a veteran. Most of this bad legislation comes from people who never fought for this country. They don't have a sense of the country that, for instance, a combat veteran would. I always expect, whether it's just hyperbole or not, I expect and I demand to live in the country that I fought for, not some other one, not someone that they construct in an office of academics in Berkeley or UC Santa Cruz or something. I mean the country my parents gave me. That's the country that I believe in. When that starts morphing into something else, it no longer has my allegiance. I'll tell you that right now. I would never serve this country today. I wouldn't enlist in the military today. I saw Rick Santorum struggling to try and tell someone what was so bad about having gay access to the military. It's very simple. It dishonors the uniform. It dishonors your colors on the battlefield. To be elite in the military and gay accessible are mutually exclusive terms. And if they think they're going to change the way fighting men in battle dress actually think and talk and behave and act and what they expect of each other, it's ridiculous.
But Rivera, your point is so well taken that these laws, these rules, these horrible things that are happening to our government are not enacted by people who have served in the military, man or woman, and they're not enacted in most cases by business people, by people who actually know about the capitalist system and how it works and how wonderfully well it has worked for the United States for all these years. They're not the people making these laws and rules and regulations that we are forced to live by. Also, they are exempting themselves from every one of these onerous things. I mean, you got 540 people back there between your executive branch, the courts.
I know, but I don't even understand how that is legal, because that is arbitrary and unequal application of law.
But they're the ones making the rules, and we're the ones living by them. And somehow this population has got to regain control. And I think we can do that. We can do that with the proper vote in 2012 and the proper candidates. And we're running out of time. And I'll be back with you tomorrow morning. I want to thank RC for sitting in with me this morning and enjoyed it so much.
It's been
again.
A lot of fun.
And I'll be back tomorrow with a whole new scheme of things. And Carl and Linda will continue to enjoy their vacation. Thanks for joining us. And this is KNCR. Free Fire Radio.
In Chesa County, in the rain.
And thank you very much for listening to Free Fire Radio on KCNR Shasta Redding.
From dragging me down, gonna stand.